today was really good. You know, threw some pads on, kind of competed, and, you know, it's more like a game situation.
Oh, yeah, I think that's, you know, I really get to, you know, do what I do best. I get to bounce off guys, get to try to run guys over, you know, break tackles or whatever. It's different when you ain't in pads. I think when I get in the full pads, it's a whole nother me.
You know, especially for the defensive guys, you know, throwing those pads on, thudding up, you know, they're in the locker room just hungry to do that, you know. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's intense, offensive line's intense because they can stick their nose in there. The backs are wanting to get hit a little bit. So it's definitely a step forward as far as the intensity and the level of competition.
Hello and welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com. I'm Jameer Howerton with your training camp update. That was a listen to the Browns' first round draft picks after they finished their first day of practice in full pads. Both Trent and Brandon were very excited to finally put the pads on, but nobody looks forward to this day more than head coach Pat Shurmur.
My favorite day of the year, other than game day, of course, is the first day of pads, and I wasn't disappointed. I thought there was good banging out there. When you watch the practice, some of these guys haven't been in pads since last year. But I thought our guys competed well. When you watch practice, you saw the focus really was on running the football and play action throws. And so there was a lot of grinding it out, which I think is important on a day like today. For the most part, I thought we practiced smart. And we got a chance to bang each other around a little bit.
Browns fans, I'm now joined by ESPN's John Clayton. John, welcome to 2012 Cleveland Browns training camp. What you see out here today?
Well, first off, I saw a great day because, I mean, first of all, the weather was absolutely fantastic. But it's kind of interesting just kind of watching the young receivers work with the young, well, I don't have to call them young quarterback, but I mean work with the first-year quarterback and just trying to see how that's going to go with the running back. And, yeah, I think there's some encouraging things.
Today was the first day at pads. What were your thoughts with Trent Richardson?
I thought he looked great, particularly running to his left. I mean, you can see with the good blocking that's on the one side, he cut naturally to there. So, I mean, you can see that he can aggressively do that. And I think, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch how the right side goes because it's going to be a little bit younger. But I think you can see that there's some confidence that they're going to build running to the left.
Richardson excited the crowd today when he made several impressive cutbacks after catching a screen pass from Brandon Weeden. But for Richardson, he's just doing what comes naturally.
I really just let my eyes do the work. Like I said, I've been blessed with a good talent. In Bama, they used to make us do a lot of cutback drills and, you know, and see beyond your pads, as they used to tell us. And, you know, here I just take it from everything I learned from there and from Little Lee and everything else I have learned in my whole life. I just bring it up today. And so, you know, I just play football.
Browns fans, be sure to make it out here to Berea for all the open training camp practices and make sure you check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for all of your latest Browns news. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.
Browns fans, unite. Join the team for Family Night, presented by Smucker's on Wednesday, August 8th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Watch the Browns practice while enjoying music, games, as well as a post-practice autograph session and fireworks. For more information, visit ClevelandBrowns.com.